2NURFM 103.7. A local gentleman that loves his history, and he does a lot with keeping many parts of Newcastle's history alive, be it through publications or on Facebook pages, is Ed Tonks. And he's got some interesting stories with a new book that he's put out called No Bar to Time. Now, good morning, Ed. We know Newcastle has a long history of loving to stand up at the bar, but there are quite a few that aren't no longer with us, isn't that right?
Yes, there certainly are. Certainly, Mark. It's very much a changing scene, and that's going to be one of my projects in the future, The Lost Hotels of Newcastle. I actually last year produced a book on the history of Lake Macquarie Hotels that contains 40 Lake Macquarie Hotels in addition to those that were lost as well as the current ones. But this No Bar to Time is actually a reprint of a 2015 book, which details the potted histories of the hotels that are still operating, as at now, in the Newcastle local government area.
Now, one thing we'll talk about generally, Ed, is we know that, as at many parts of the world, our Newcastle is changing, and that means that part of our history does disappear physically. Why do you think it is important that we make sure that we keep in touch with the past and keep that very much alive?
I think one of the things that are very important in terms of that, Mark, is maintaining a relativity, maintaining a relevance. You know, we are passengers in time, and we have these elements around us in the environment that probably mean nothing until we relate to them in terms of what they are, why they're there, something about them, their names, who designed them, and so forth. And it's all about a process, all about a process. And the significance in terms of this process, like now we're going through a rejuvenation, but we had quite a number of old hotels in the civic precinct, the old post office hotel and the very famous Black Diamond Hotel, but they were demolished in the wake of Morris Light's plan to rejuvenate this old rundown area and create a civic precinct. And you know, now we've got the whole civic area under question, especially in terms of the railway station. But that civic railway station was so named and so designed to augment Morris Light's vision of a rejuvenation in that area.
There you go. We've all learned something straight away today. It wasn't something I was quite aware of myself. So thanks for that, Ed. Now, look, as you've been going around chronicling Newcastle history, what are some of the interesting stories that you can bring? Maybe there's something you can share with us this morning, particularly in light of pubs and hotels.
Well, you know, a lot of people like, you know, hotel-oriented stories about, you know, perhaps murders occurring or people coming in with their horses or others being shanghaied and stuff like that, which is very interesting. But one of the most fascinating ones I've found was in association with the Crown and Anchor Hotel, when in March 1930, the licensee of that hotel, James Stewart, nothing to do with the Hollywood actor, of course, he was expected up from Sydney, and he never arrived. He never arrived on a boat, and his friends and family were waiting for him. And so after a particular period of time, they went down to the wharf and found the guider and popped in, and there was his cabin, there was his teeth and half a bottle of spirits, but no James Stewart. Never found again.
And, never. Never. He just had disappeared off the face of the earth.
Or off the boat.
Off the boat.
So, well, that was the assumption. And in the light of that, his wife became licensee after him. Now, that certainly is an interesting point, because I established particular trends and patterns, and I first became aware of this in a project I did earlier on the hotels of the South Maitland Coalfield, and that is the prevalence and importance of female licensees. And there's not a lot, but enough to establish this trend, and invariably a lady would become a licensee after the death of a husband, and then one of two things generally happened. She retained that license for a brief period of time, or retained it for a longer period of time, and then made a whole new career of herself.
There we go. Some very interesting times there. I'm sure you'll continue doing it, do well, Ed, and that's keep Newcastle history well enough alive. Thanks for sharing just a very small piece of it with us this morning.
Thank you very much, Mark. Thanks for the opportunity.
There he is, local Newcastle historian and author Ed Tonks, joining us on 2NURFM. In fact, we have some more information about that on our morning show page at our website, 2NURFM.com.